We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Samuelson gets a glove on it, puts it off the boards, but Parenko trying to bank it off the wall. That's intercepted. Alex Tuck and Jeff Skinner working in. Here's Tuck carrying it in. Drops it back. Tage Thompson scores! Tage Thompson comes back to St. Louis where it all started, and a lovely finish puts Buffalo up 4-0 early in the second period.
Tage revenge game. And that's one of the first moments of the game. Brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. Sabres win. Talking Bills today and, still kind of moving through the season ending at the hands of the Cincinnati Bengals. Get some calls in. I've got my story about my scare. We'll get calls in first and, keep plugging along here. We're guest-free the rest of the way, so we're wide open. Anybody wants to call, chat, and I'll tell you about my scare last night. It's regarding watching the kids by myself. And it's okay. Not like anybody was in danger. But just a scare.
Okay.
So anyway, I'll get to that. Before calls, you had said something in the break about Joe Burrow's next contract. Like, what's
yeah.
that? I want to remind you and remind everybody. So last year the Bengals were in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it was a very little one comment from Carson Palmer about Burrow. And he said he had real concerns as to whether or not the Bengals would pay him. And that's
right.
As
that was like on Radio Row?
On Radio Row
yeah.
at the Super Bowl. Carson Palmer has experience with the Cincinnati Bengals, of course.
Who are notoriously cheap compared to other teams.
Back when the Bills were a cash-to-the-cap team, the Bengals were one of those cash-to-the-cap teams.
Yeah.
Now, maybe the landscape has changed, but you asked, is Burrow going to get $60 million in his contract?
Yeah.
Maybe. And
Rodgers is getting $51 million. And he might be about to go to back-to-back Super Bowls.
Burrow.
$60 million. Yep. Burrow.
Yeah. Burrow might be back-to-back Super Bowls. This offseason also, the Los Angeles Chargers became the first team in football to pay two receivers $20 million. Keenan Allen
yeah.
and Mike Williams. And my thoughts upon seeing that was they will not be the last. That will soon be normal. With exploding salaries, and we did this with the NHL salary uh-huh. cap. Oh, you can't pay just one line of a team. You sure can, and teams in the NFL are about to pay quarterbacks $60 million, and two receivers are going to make $25 each because
yep.
those are the positions that,
Well, I mean, maybe this doesn't have to be a conversation about Burrow, like what Carson Palmer said last year, and just the fact that the Bengals historically don't invest a lot of money in the team compared to other teams. They cannot not pay Burrow. Like, there's
right.
no way they can't do that. But do they have to pay T. Higgins?
I bet they pay both Higgins and Chase because
okay.
with Higgins and Chase, Higgins was drafted a year earlier than Chase. Or is it 1 year or 2 years?
I think it's 2 years.
The point I'm going to make is that Higgins doesn't have the fifth-year option. Chase does. And Chase being younger means they have Chase cost-controlled.
Three more seasons.
Yes.
And Higgins has one more year.
Right. So I think they'll pay them both.
So the timing kind of works out that, yep. they'll do it that way.
I think they'd pay them both. You know,
but if they are going to be cheap, like that is where they would do it. It would be the owner going, we're not going to give $120 million to these three individuals only.
Or they would just do it on the defense. You know.
They just wouldn't pay anything on defense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, maybe. We'll get some phone calls in. Alex in Rockland. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I want to talk about this offense. It's been a very puzzling situation with the identity, the beginning of the year versus how we ended it. I think Dorsey's earned the right for one more year. The stats are there. I want to talk about some of these stats that you had brought up. The A dot for Allen is the highest in the league, which means the average depth of target. Our yards per after catch are at the bottom five, next to the Bears at the bottom of the barrel. All of the playoff teams right now that are currently playing, that are still in, are in the top 10 in yak. And it's always been an issue. I have nightmares of Tyreek Hill throwing the peace sign up. Now, Tyreek Hill is a special player, obviously speed that we've never seen before. Our wide receiver separation sucks. Our speed on offense sucks. Our offensive line doesn't have enough time to protect Allen to actually accurately throw the ball down the field. So our A dot is so high for multiple reasons, because we don't throw to the running back, which is going to bring that dark target down and cause being off balance in terms of our offense. Our turnovers are high because Allen's forcing the low percentage throws, and our completion percentage is, you know, kind of creeping down than it was from 2020 because he's been throwing a little bit deeper. Now, the issue is Allen's strength is his rocket arm, is his ability to be physical and avoid pressure, allowing wide receivers to get a little bit deeper. But this is going to be more on Allen. His eyes are going deep first instead of taking the 7 yards and under. And that's one of the biggest issues that I see with Allen is he's kind of reverting back to a little bit of hero ball because the offensive line doesn't give him the pressure. We have to make adjustments. We have to get the ball out quicker. I've been watching the replays. There are guys who are wide underneath, but also Allen doesn't hit wide running backs really well. They're bouncing off of his arms, tipped in the air. He's missing screen passes, and I think it has to do with his elbow and his mechanics, because in order to get the ball out, you got to really quick whip your arm quick to get the ball under 3 seconds. Allen needs a little bit more time to release the ball to load into those power monster legs in order to really get the ball deep. So I wanted to get your opinion on all that, because it's pretty obvious that this team had two different offenses before the injury and before and after. And
to a point, Alex, thanks for this. I mean, there are two events, right? Like, the arm happens in the Jet game, and that is after the bye, right? The Packer game is the first one after the bye, and the first half they look good. In the second half, they don't look so good. Then the Jet game happens, and the Vikings game happens. I mean, the Vikings game, he looked fine. Mm-hmm. And in the Jet game, he did not look fine long before the injury. So the injury, it definitely is a factor. I don't think there's any doubt it is a factor. But I think it's one of many factors. And, you know, on yards after catch stuff, I just want you to picture the highlights all year long. Picture your favorite throws. Picture the best moments.
They're all rainbows, aren't they?
They're all, yes, and they're all, almost all, to the sideline. Everything's to the outside. Everything's to the outside. The passing chart, think of the touchdowns they scored in the playoffs. Gabe Davis, toe-tapping touchdown. Dawson Knox, highlight reel, one-handed catch on the boundary. In this game against Cincinnati, there's the Gabe Davis drop. Where does it happen? On the sideline. Where all the Davis drops happen? On the sideline.
The best play of the game was Gabe Davis toe-tapping on the sideline.
The touchdown that wasn't against Miami is on the sideline. Their throws, if you want to talk about yak yards, a lot of it is, sure, Allen throws deep. And they also play to the boundary a lot. And sometimes his throws are not where they need to be. He had a couple completions in a row to Davis and Diggs in this game where they have to fall down to catch the ball. So it's not, it's a lot of things. And sometimes I get to a point where I don't know if I should care about it. I've got a rocket arm quarterback that is like, you know, top five in passing every year. Sure, I'd like more yak yards. I don't want to build the entire offense out of yak yards. Mm-hmm. Give me skill that'll do that. And the Bills chased that at running back, and, you know, that, of course, never really came to fruition. So I think it all kind of goes in the mix. Offensive design is a part of it, too. You know, if you're throwing deep, defenses have more time to converge on that player that's down the field. If Gabe Davis or Cole Beasley is sitting in a zone and it hits him, you're not going to, as Gabe Davis, turn and run for too much.
Right. Like, what do they want their identity to be? Do they want to be the 49ers? Because to me, that is crazy with this quarterback.
Yeah, you're probably not going to be that.
If you have Brock Purdy, or you know what, if you have to start Case Keenum at some point, like, fine, that's probably what you have to do. That's how the 49ers have found success. But to me, it's a square peg in a round hole to ever think that this quarterback is going to be checking the ball down to running backs, running screens, like the air yards, throwing the ball down the field, him running, like that is the bread and butter of this offense. And to me, like you asked earlier, like, should we care about yak yardage? I don't really care about yak yardage. I care about receivers that separate.
Yeah.
I think this offense is unlike San Francisco's that right now is all about what can Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle do with the ball once it's in their hands. They are all incredible with the ball in their hands. And that doesn't mean they can't get open too. But for me, if I'm the Bills, I care less about that. And I care more about, can you get away from the defender when you don't have the football?
Who's the best potential Bills weapon with the ball in their hands on a pass? Best potential yak guy.
That's on the roster right
on
now?
On the roster right now.
It probably is Hines.
Okay. How many catches did he get?
Was it five?
Who's second best? Is it Cook?
McKenzie? McKenzie's always our answer, and he's just never, ever a big part of the offense.
Right. Diggs is fine at it. I mean, he doesn't make a lot of guys miss, but he's got good enough speed to pull away and go deep. He's done it many times.
Yep.
Quick news, NFL honors, the NFL League honors finalists for Coach of the Year.
Uh-huh.
Sean McDermott is a finalist for Coach of the Year. There are five finalists. Nick Sirianni, Kyle Shanahan, Brian Daboll, Sean McDermott, Doug Peterson. Those all seem right to me.
I almost could defend any one of the five winning it.
Absolutely. Who's sixth? Who's on there? Isn't there that should be? Dan Campbell?
Mike McDaniel?
No. He had it when they were 8-3 and they faltered and, you know, just didn't go well enough
right
for him.
I don't know if there is another.
I think those are the five.
I don't want to say Robert Saleh, but
he had a good year.
But they fell
quarterback
apart.
Quarterback problems.
Yep. He had a good year.
I mean, if he benches Zach Wilson like 4 weeks sooner, then he could have been the answer to this. But I don't think there's not a good one right after this.
Mark and Tonawanda, what's up, Mark?
Hey guys, thanks for having me on. To the other caller's point. I mean, we've suffered enough through the captain shutdowns. I hate people that call in and be like, we need Josh Allen to take care of the ball. No kidding, we need him to take care of the ball. Like, he's not trying to throw an interception. We love the way Josh Allen plays. I mean, he's a top three quarterback talent in the league. But, sorry, that was not why I called. I like to be critical of Brandon Bean, as great as an interview as he is. I mean, he did invest a ton in this defensive line and did not get the return that he was hoping for. There is no way he could say he's satisfied with the defensive line play because they got smoked on Sunday. And that, you know, unfortunately leads to Josh Allen not being protected as well. But I think what really set the team back was the great game Gabe Davis had against the Chiefs last year. I think it set us back a year. He was clearly not the number two that we needed. And I'm not saying I dislike Gabe Davis, but I think you needed him to play a role that he wasn't ready for. And how do you not have the foresight as Brandon Bean to say, hey, we should go after a guy like Calvin Ridley? It cost the Jaguars, what, a second-round pick for who's primarily a number one receiver in Atlanta who gets, you know, some bogus jammed up because of whatever he – I mean, people have done way worse. I mean, you look at Joe Mixon of the Cincinnati Bengals, done way worse than Calvin Ridley. He's got a roster spot. It's absolutely ridiculous. But that would be my only criticism of Brandon Bean. I'm just aggravated. I wanted to beat this team. This Eli Apple garbage is driving me nuts on Twitter. And I hate the Bengals. I don't know. Other than Burrow, I hate them all. I'm all fired up. Have a good day.
Thanks, Mark. To the point on defensive line, like it gets to a question. The GM pulls the name, right? That's what they say. Like, who pulls the card for draft picks? There's been a lot made this week, Joe, about offensive coach versus defensive coach. Does Brandon Bean build a team in the image that Sean McDermott wants? My head coach wants lots of defensive linemen, wants to rotate defensive linemen. You win at the line of scrimmage. And they have continued to sink money into defensive ends and defensive line like the whole time.
Money and picks.
Money and picks.
Crazy amount.
Go back to Trent Murphy. Go back to
Mario Addison.
Over and over again, yeah.
And two firsts, 2 seconds. Von Miller, just everything has been focused on that.
It really is amazing that they've done that so much.
And they were so bad on Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? Like, all of that, and I know not all those guys are here, but two of the first and two of the, I mean, if you count Ed Oliver on the defensive line, two first and two seconds. And they were that bad on Sunday. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And I just wonder, and I think a lot of Bills fans might wonder, if you come to the 27th pick in the first round this year, and all right, here we go. We're up. We've got a three-way tie. We've got a receiver, we've got a defensive tackle, and we've got a linebacker. What wins? Because, you know, sometimes these drafts, we talk about them like they're some scientific scoring system, like, oh, he's top guy on our board. We know that they group these guys into tiers, and there'll be seven players here. Maybe positional value. McDermott did mention that at his press conference. You know, guard is going to lose out to tackle because a tackle is more important than a guard. Guard's going to lose out to cornerback. Safety's going to lose out to cornerback because cornerbacks are worth more. So I wonder about what they might be motivated to do this time around at the draft.
Will they put receiver higher on that list?
Will they just put offense? Sean McDermott is a defensive head coach. That's said a lot. He is the head coach of a team that has been tremendous offensively for 4 years. So you could say he's a defensive head coach. He does have a better offense than a lot of the offensive head coaches do. Most of them.
That's true.
So, you know, he's not, I don't know that he's holding back their ability to be a good offense, other than does he walk in and say, we'll be taking a defensive lineman right here. You know, they've taken a lot of them.
But also, like, this is going to be their seventh draft. And that's 12 first and second round picks in 6 years. And they've drafted one quarterback. They spent one first round pick to get Diggs a receiver. So one quarterback, one receiver, and then James Cook, one running back.
So nine defensive picks.
At the skill positions, at least. That's three guys. They did draft.
Oh, sorry, Dawkins.
Dawkins and Ford. So 2 seconds on offensive line, but otherwise it's Edmonds, it's Tre'Davious White, it's Ford, it's Oliver, Epinesa, Basham, Rousseau. I mean, Elam.
They've drafted. It's wild that they've drafted more running backs in the first three rounds than they have linemen. Or is it a tie? Dawkins, Ford, and
in the first three rounds,
yeah. Spencer Brown is a third.
Spencer Brown. It might be a tie. Yeah, 3-3.
Linemen and running backs.
That's ridiculous. That's insane.
The running back thing.
It's got to end now, right?
Yeah. It has
Cook,
to.
Cook and Hines.
And Hines has to get restructured.
Restructure Hines, right. And you go into next year with Cook and Hines, and then whoever you get off the street. Raheem Blackshear, who was, by the way, good in Carolina after he got cut by the Bills practice squad. Not a surprise, because any running back gets plugged in and they're fine.
803-0550. Who's your vote for coach of the year? Sirianni, Shanahan, Dable, McDermott, Peterson. The finalists, according to the NFL, for the NFL honors for the AP Coach of the Year. Who's your choice?
Peterson. I don't think he's going to win, but I like Doug Peterson. Are you asking who I think is going to win, or who I would vote for?
Who'd you vote for?
I would vote for Doug Peterson.
Okay. I think Doug Peterson and Brian Dable have the same case to make.
Mm-hmm.
An absolute fool was here before I was.
Yeah, right.
Right? Like... Yeah. And I mean, I just walked in.
Just a clown.
And you
show.
Wouldn't believe what the last guy was doing.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get a break in. 803-0550. McDermott's got a case, strong case. I'm inclined to say Shanahan. But that might just be to troll you, to be honest.
That Shanahan.
You,
yeah.
You, the Shanahan hater.
I can't stand Shanahan.
Why? What's not to like?
He's going to get all the credit all the time.
He's a genius offensive coach.
Develop a franchise quarterback and you can be a genius.
Hey, Brock Purdy, man. Mr. Irrelevant, the Purdy. What, didn't he have a bunch of nicknames? Anyway, all right.
The Brockness Monster.
No, it was Kid Brock. That's the one we liked.
Kid Brock.
Kid Brock.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get a break in. More of your calls. We're wide open. Rest of the day. Join us. Have some fun.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights.
Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.